Meke aloha o ke akua.
Kahu Kaleo Patterson gave a blessing at the groundbreaking ceremony for the Hale Kipa Weinberg campus on Old Fort Weaver Road in Eva. Hale Kipa serves 2,000 at-risk youth and their families each year, operating up to 19 shelters statewide. Punky Clayton Cross is the CEO.
The youth and families that we're privileged to serve, they face enormous odds, you know, shattered families, trauma in their lives, and we walk with them as they take steps to try to make changes and come back to the community if they're homeless or to be part of the community and to learn skills so that they can support themselves and their families.
The Honolulu Police Department has been a partner since 1970. HPD Major Jay Pedro is commander of the Community Affairs Division, which includes juvenile services.
When we take a juvenile into custody, we only can hold them for 6 hours. If the parents can come and pick them up in that time, we have a contract with Hale Kipa where they will take custody of the child until the parents can come or somebody can get notified to pick the child up from them.
But raising the money to build the $11.6 million facility was tough because the work of Hale Kipa with minor-aged youth is confidential. Chris Benjamin, president and CEO of Alexander and Baldwin, served as capital campaign chair for 12 years.
What we needed to do is we needed to tap into the corporate and foundation groups who really believed in the mission of Hale Kipa and were willing to write big checks. And the amazing thing about Hawaii is how many of those groups there are, and the support has been tremendous.
The 4.26-acre campus will include residential shelters, a service center, multipurpose education building, and will also serve as the nonprofit's headquarters. Honolulu Builders won the bid, but worked with Avalon Development and the Hale Kipa Board of Trustees to cut material costs by more than $1 million. Home Builders principal, Dan Jordan, says it's more than a construction project.
There's a lot of meaning behind this. There's a lot of people have dedicated, quite honestly, their lives, their working lives towards this mission. And we're just glad that now we're able to help them along the way.
The consolidation of programs and services will save Hale Kipa at least $100,000 in annual operating costs. But CEO Clayton Cross says the new facility will provide a place for youth and families to heal.
We will celebrate our 50th anniversary in January of 2020, and that'll be within 6 months of when we hope to move in here. So it's an important moment for this organization.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.